It's time for this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. And joining us today is Dr. Jeff Bradshaw. He's director of the Doctor of Plant Health Program. Jeff, thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
So we today are talking about the Great Plains Soft Lice Survey, something you put a lot of time and effort into. First of all, tell us a little bit more about the survey and the purpose behind it.
Yeah, so the Great Plains Soft Lice Survey is funded through the North Central IPM Centers, and it's a combination survey looking at the purpose really is to determine the regions of infestation for the pest, the wheat stem soft fly, to collect needs and practices related to the mitigation of the wheat stem soft fly's impact on farm profits.
Okay, let's dive into maybe those impacts that this wheat stem soft fly has. What does that look like?
Yeah, so we're still working on analyzing our grower survey, but right now it looks like about 83% of our respondents are primarily no-till dryland farmers, and we understand that that practice can contribute to increases in wheat stem soft fly survival. And while many growers have planted solid stem varieties that have resistance to wheat stem soft fly, or they've chosen more diversified crop rotations to mitigate those impacts, the strategies have not been uniformly successful, and it looks like it's caused about 30% of our growers, of our surveyed growers anyway, to replace wheat acres with another crop.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. What other things, I guess, have you gleaned from this survey so far?
Yeah, so we've, in addition to the survey, I've been out across the country having small focus group conversations with growers and just kind of exploring different things that they've tried, and also observed different cropping systems across the high plains. And it looks like, some of the things that have been borne out in our survey in terms of, variety selection, solid stem varieties, as well as crop rotation, don't seem to have an impact on wheat stem soft fly. Western North Dakota has really, in some locations, pretty high wheat stem soft fly populations, even though they have really very limited to no fallow period in their dry land rotation. So it's a really challenging pest, but I think from the survey, we're going to learn about directions that we can go for all researchers, including USDA and universities across the High Plains, to understand how to tackle this problem.
Most definitely. All right. As you look at the future of the survey, where are you guys at in the process right now? And moving forward, what does that look like?
Yeah. So right now we're working on analyzing our grower survey data. We're gathering our wheat stem soft fly biological survey data, and we're hoping to pair those two sets of data together to help us learn in a lot more detail, hopefully, about what's being done in certain areas, and then how that might even impact wheat stem soft fly numbers. And then we'll have that hopefully analyzed by the end of the month. And in November, we're going to present this data along with a grower forum in National Harbor, Maryland, at the Entomological Society meeting. And we'll learn some more then during that symposium and forum as well. So looking forward to sharing more about the project as we just continue to learn about how to manage this really challenging insect pest.
Excellent. A wealth of information. And as you mentioned, even more to come. Jeff, is there anything we missed that's important to mention?
I would say it's clear from our survey that the states that are greatest impacted right now are Montana and Colorado. And there's been economic analyses in both states, Colorado having been the most recent, and their analysis put a kind of a range of $31 to $33 million in damages from this insect alone in Colorado wheat. So we'd like to not see that continue to move east. So it's good to be able to exercise some foresight through this survey effort. The last thing I would say is the survey address is go.unl.edu/GPSS.
Excellent. Jeff, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much.
And that again, joining us, Dr. Jeff Bradshaw. He's with the University of Nebraska-Lincoln, director of the Doctor of Plant Health Program. And that'll do it for this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. I'm Alex McAvicka, and this is the Rural Radio Network.